welcome to the podcast. This is our episode 1.5.
Welcome.
Not a complete episode, just enough to get you through the week. I'm Zach.
And I'm Steven.
This should be the show. Let's just go right into it. Megan's story. It's been our hottest bit on the show so far. This week I'm going to tell my personal experience. Megan and I have a class together on Tuesday nights from 3 to 8 p.m. It's a long time. And we sit next to each other and make jokes and pretty much make fun of the rest of the class, except for those of you listening right now. And I know there's at least a few of you. And so, you guys we like. And so one day, something's going on in class, and this guy behind us is saying something to Megan, and Megan believed him, but he was just kidding. And she turns to me and she whispers, she goes, "I'm really gullible. I don't think he knows that." And so, wanting to help fix the situation, I turn back to the guy behind us and I go, "She's really gullible. She doesn't think you know that." Megan didn't think that was funny. So she hit me. And I promptly apologized and took all the blame and said, "I'm very, very sorry." I mean, I was being silly. I was being silly. I didn't really apologize. I just said, "I'm very sorry." And the teacher comes over and he says, "That's a good lesson to learn for marriage, man. It's always the man's fault." And Megan thought that was really uncomfortable.
That's implying that.
Because we are not going out, yeah. By the way. Neither of us going out with Megan, actually. Neither of us think it's really an option. If it was, it's not anymore.
I don't think so.
But speaking of going out with Megan, we got a great phone call in. Phone call lines were flooded last week. Keep them coming. So let's just go right into this phone call. The speakers are on the bottom of this computer here, so I'm going to tilt it upwards. And let's take a listen.
Hi, I was calling to see if maybe I could get that Megan girl's number. Just from seeing her on the show and everything, I just, thought maybe, wondering if maybe she was single or if maybe she would be interested in a guy like me. So, I just want to see if maybe she was single and I could get her number. Okay, thanks.
Well, caller, unfortunately, we can't give out Megan's number due to the fact that that's kind of creepy and not entirely legal. So what we at the Zach and Steven Show have done is devised a method in which Megan can express her like or dislike of you, the caller, based on your phone call. So Zach and I have come up with this handy-dandy sheet that we are going to use to give to Megan. And if she likes you, she will in fact check yes, in which case we can call you back and give you her number. If not, she will check no. And in which case, no number will be given or received.
And we'll probably make fun of you on the next show.
Right.
Megan called in, too, last week. Apparently, we were kind of controversial last week. So, let's take a listen to Megan's phone call. She was not happy. Here it goes.
Hey, y'all. I'm quite offended by the show. And it wasn't funny. I don't know what happened. Y'all are a lot more funny in person. You do have two offended girls in the room, and the other one would like to speak to you now.
Well, it just kept kind of going on from there. I guess we're a lot more funnier in person, Steven. Megan called me personally, told me she was really unhappy about the show and we needed to take the picture down from the last episode and put up a new one. So, here's a new one. It's going to be smaller this week, maybe about that big. Alright, so that's enough. We've hit the Megan issue this week. We'll hit it again next week. Yep. Let's move on.
We got a couple emails actually saying that, in fact, they actually like our show and that we don't stink.
Wow. That's
I'm just going to read some of these. This one's from Josh P. Says, "Hey, Zach and Steven, I'm loving the show. Consider me a lifetime subscriber. You guys are really making a difference in the world."
That's good.
Yeah, and he said, "And you helped me make up my mind whether the Kurds should run their own country. Peace out."
Remember Josh from last week's show.
Yeah, that's right. This is Josh P. And this is another email from Corey N. And he was really thought it was really enjoyed the DVD debate, he says, and he was really proud of the fact that Moody has a long-standing tradition of 120 years of not watching DVDs.
That's a long time to not watch a DVD.
Yeah, he thought that D.L. Moody had some tremendous foresight to be able to foresee the DVD impending DVD debate.
I was impressed myself.
Yeah, and
he also suggests titles for the episodes, so we're gonna do that.
I think we're gonna start doing that.
Cause I think it's a good idea.
And something else he liked was the bad review contest.
The bad review contest, still running,
That's still going. And we actually have one of the bad reviews that's come in from this week, and we're just going to read it to you here now on the air. This podcast takes me back to some of my memories as a small, carefree child. I remember having Cheerios for breakfast, then running out in the backyard without a care in the world, just to have some fun, and then I threw up Cheerios in the back of my mouth. And that reminds me of your show. It was almost decent at first, but drags on an endless dribble until it crawls back up my throat with acidic residue. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Just what I needed.
You're welcome.
Yes, you are welcome.
I am glad that we could fill a need for this man.
Yeah. That's the kind of review we're wanting.
So keep going to the iTunes, leaving us reviews.
Please. Remember, 5 stars.
5 stars.
If you're in the contest.
Review about the show as bad as possible.
Yeah.
We've come to the point of the show. We've decided that we need to be sure that we have some important content on every episode. We need to talk about something that's relevant, that's going on now. And today we're going to hit the arena of sports, specifically baseball, more specifically Barry Bonds.
Right. Well, last week was the DVD debate.
Right,
this
DVD
week,
debate.
Barry Bonds.
This week, Barry Bonds. You can see the natural progression.
Right.
And so we're both just kind of fed up with this guy. I don't know if you've watched the news. He's apparently on it a lot. And this book just came out. And I don't see how this guy continues to maintain his innocence in the face of, like, incontrovertible piles and piles of evidence.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere in the book that the guy who was supplying him drugs came to him and said, you're taking a bit too much. Let's cut you back a little bit.
Like Barry would start injecting himself because his steroid guy wouldn't give him anymore.
Yeah.
The guy buying his steroids from AIDS patients was like, you're taking a bit too many drugs. You're taking a bit too much drugs. That's a lot.
I think if your steroid guy is coming to you and saying, whoa, you might want to hold up on that.
That's probably a good time to stop maintaining your innocence.
Yeah, that's a sign.
Yeah, that's
right there.
That's a real sign.
Yeah.
So we just need him out of baseball. Baseball, this is not what they need right now.
Right, absolutely.
Like, I know they're selling a lot of tickets so people can go boo Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
But that's not for the long-term benefit of baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's professional wrestling out there right now.
Right, professional.
You hear about the guy who threw the syringe at him last week?
Yeah.
On the field?
Yeah.
That was...
He could have at least capped it so he could use it later.
Right.
Because I'm sure he would have.
Right. I think Barry did take it with him. But that's just a rough episode.
Yeah.
And so is this episode. Oof. Very rough. And that's it. Send us questions to answer for next week. We want to do some Q&A, find out what we think about things that you're wondering about.
Yeah.
But that's all.
Thank you.